Would you grab your swords, please, and turn to the book of Genesis? Everyone say, I'll never be the same. I will see things differently. In Jesus' name. Genesis chapter 2. In verse 1, thus the heavens and the earth and all the hosts of them were finished. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all of his work which he had done. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he rested from all of his work which he had created and made. This is the history of the heavens and the earth when they were created. In a day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. You know, I want to share with you before we continue is that there's a difference between created and made. Because when something has been made, it's already been created. So when God made something, he restored something. Because when God creates something, he doesn't need to make it. It's already done. Verse 5. Before any plant of the field was in the earth, and before any herb of the field had grown, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain on the earth, and there was no man to till the ground. But a mist went up from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and what? He what? He breathed into his nostrils the what? The breath of life. The breath of what? The breath of life, and man became a what? He became a living being. So God breathed the breath of life into Adam. The earth was filled with the presence of God, and his breath was all over the earth. And it was to maintain Adam and Eve. And the tree of life was to maintain life by substance. So they maintained, remember this now, this is very vital, because they were breathing now the breath of life, because the presence of God was all over the earth, wasn't it? So that's why God, when God showed up, Adam didn't need to repent, because he didn't commit sin, or he didn't know sin. He had no fellowship with darkness. So the air that Adam was breathing was the breath of God. And then God put a tree in the garden so that they could have substance to maintain. In Genesis chapter 3. Now, when Adam and Eve fell, because they ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, something happened. And in this, it says in verse 20, after they had fallen, and Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of the living. Now, this is kind of strange. How can she be the mother of the living? Because, see, she was now, everything was now associated with death because they fell. Even the air changed. Everything changed. Everything from that point on that was brought into this world was going to die. Everything. And in this, so Eve was now the mother of the living, because she was living in the presence of death. Because now the whole world was now associated with death. In verse 21, also for Adam and his wife, the Lord God made tunics of skin and clothed them. He clothed them. So he killed an animal, didn't he? Because what he was doing is, even though that they were going to die, he made reconciliation through a life of the animal through blood to reestablish covenant again. So he made, God forgave them before Adam could ask for forgiveness. because they didn't even know. So God sacrificed, he killed an animal, and he placed it around Adam and Eve that they would restore covenant. But that covenant was not going to allow them still. They had to produce death no matter what. Death was going to come to them regardless of what. That's all it did was promote covenant, reconcile, or restore covenant so God could speak to them through multiple different ways now. No longer could he speak to them face to face. No longer did Adam and Eve breathe the breath of God. He breathed another air. Let's go a little further. In verse 22, then the Lord God said, behold, the man has become like one of us to know good and evil. And now lest he put out his hand and take also from the tree of life and eat and live forever. Therefore the Lord God sent him out of the garden of Eden to till the ground from which he was taken. And he drove out the man, and he placed a cherubim at the east of the garden of Eden and a flaming sword which turned every way to guard the way of the tree of life. So Adam and Eve partook of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and not life. And they lost life, the breath of life and food of life. They lost. Satan took Adam's place with the character of rebellion, sin, and death. And that's what now reigned over the earth. No longer was the breath of God reigning. Does everybody understand this? Because Adam and Eve, and anything would come forth from them, even though it would be, that's why Eve was known as the mother of the living, because she was living in the presence of death. So she was known as the mother of living. So everything that would come through her now would live in the presence of death, but that it would eventually die anyways. Amen? We're going somewhere. Hold tight. In John chapter 1, in verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And he was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. So he had to speak everything in, didn't he? Called breath. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in darkness, and darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John, and this man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not the light. Does everybody get this? He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believed in his name or followed him, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but the will of God. So they were born of the Spirit. And born of the Spirit means born of the breath of God. It was another breath now. It was another air. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. In other words, the light of man, light is life. The Word became flesh. Now, that means the Word that became flesh was now the tree of life. So the tree of life came into the world. He was now substance because the Word is substance. The tree of life was always associated with the Word of God. And so now Jesus, the Word became flesh, the tree of life, the Word. Now, it says, and he came in the fullness of grace. Now, grace is God's plan, isn't it? And grace is his plan in truth. And the truth is associated with the Spirit of truth, or what we call breath. I'm going to share this again. So Jesus, the Word became flesh. So the tree of life comes into the world now, right? The same tree that was in the garden now came back, but it came back in human form. And he came back with the fullness of grace, grace meaning God's plan, so something had to be spoken. So his word tells you his plan, doesn't it? And so he came back with the fullness of grace and truth. Truth is associated with the spirit of truth, representing breath or air. That's why Jesus said, he who eats of my flesh and drinks of my blood shall have eternal life. What was he representing? His word that is substance and his breath that we breathe. And in this now, Christ said this when he came into the world. He came so that man could now not only maintain but obtain eternal life and live in the in eternal realm. But while they were living in the temporary realm, they are already set to be eternal. Ephesians 2 and verse 1. Ephesians 2 and verse 1. And it says, in you he what? He made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins. In which you what? Once walked according to the course of what? This world. Why did we walk according to the course of this world? Because we are the offspring of darkness, born in darkness, and we were breathing in darkness, and we were eating darkness, which was maintaining darkness. In which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to who? The prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of what? Disobedience. Among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. But God, who is rich in his mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. By his plan you have been saved. By grace, by the tree of life, you have been saved now. Because you can now eat of the tree of life. And raised us up together and made us sit in together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his what? Workmanship. That means it takes cooperation. Created in Christ Jesus for good works. Because when you do works, isn't it cooperating? Which God prepared beforehand that we should what? Walk. Does that take cooperation? Walk in them. The prince of power of air. So the air that you breathe right now is contaminated. It produces death. That's why when you bite an apple, it turns brown. Everything that comes into this realm now is associated with death from the time Adam fell. Everything. It's contaminated air that produces death. It does not produce life. So we breathe this air to stay in this realm. Think about this. We are actually breathing this air to stay in this realm. The moment you stop breathing this air, you leave this place. Has everybody got it? Even though we are decaying and we are going to die one day, what's promoting the death is what we breathe. And we have no choice but to breathe it because we live in this realm. So while we're breathing this air, and it's actually killing us, it's for our good, believe it or not. Because the Lord said you can't be born of the offspring of the devil and live forever. So you must be born again of the Spirit, which is breath. Now, so we breathe this air to stay here. When we stop breathing, we leave. This air produces death and eternal separation from God because it promotes evil and not righteousness. So you and I were under the course of this world, under the prince of power of air, who took over the air because the air is now contaminated. What you breathe every single day is promoting death in you. And it's also promoting you to associate with the presence of evil, encouraging you to partake of its presence so that we act on his presence, because the wages of sin is what? Death. Luke 4, the power of air. So, you know, we got to look at Jesus. Remember, Jesus is the offspring of the Holy Spirit. He is actually the Holy Spirit who came into the natural realm. So he is the breath of God that came into the natural realm. Now listen, when Jesus was speaking to his disciples, he said something very profound. He said, I must go now because the ruler of this world is coming, but he doesn't have anything in me. See, the only way Jesus maintained in this realm was to breathe that air. But he wasn't of this realm. Does everybody got it? Why? Because he was God. How did he maintain his position as God? He was the Word. Why? Because everything he spoke was of God. Because he was God. So every time he spoke, what you sow is what you what? Reap. So what you sow is what you eat. So he was maintaining his own life in this realm. Because he was God and he spoke his own words. Does everybody got this? Oh, glory. Luke chapter 4 and verse 1. I'm telling you, you're going to see something differently tonight. Let's read it together. Then Jesus, being filled with the what? Holy Spirit. Hello. Now he was filled with the breath of the eternal breath of God. He returned from the Jordan, was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. So because he was the breath of God, maintaining the presence of God, the anointed one and his anointing, the eternal presence, power, and truth, he was led into the wilderness, verse 2, being tempted for 40 days by the devil, who is the prince of power of air. So there was a fight between two airs. There was a power of eternal air and the power of the prince of power of air that produces death. One produced life, one produced death. And the devil, and being tempted 40 days by the devil, in those days he ate nothing, and afterward, when he had ended, he was hungry. And the devil said to him, if you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread. But Jesus answered him, saying, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God, or every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Man cannot live by bread alone. It is from the earth which promotes life in this realm, which he actually promotes what? Death. So we actually eat to sustain in this realm. We breathe. Are you listening? So we're still, in one aspect, eating of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, aren't we? To maintain being in this realm. But see, even though you're eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, to maintain in this realm, we are eating of the tree of life to overpower the prince of power of air. So in this, when the devil was trying to promote Jesus to turn the stone into bread, what was he trying to do? He was trying to get him to eat of the things that maintain him in this realm. But he said to him, man cannot live by bread alone. So he spoke eternal life. He spoke the power of his breath, of his air, against the enemy. And said, man cannot live by bread alone, but every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And he overcame the prince of power of air. Go to Psalm 19. Power of air. Psalm 19 and verse 7. Let's read it together. The law of the Lord is what? It's perfect. So is the law red? I don't mean the color red. I mean, is it written? Amen. So when something is written, do you speak it? So if you're speaking the word of God, is it producing life? So it's overpowering the prince of power of air that produces death. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the what? Soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than what? Than gold. Yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned, and in keeping them there's what? Great reward. So in this, you got to understand it. What he's saying is, if you continue to speak my word, if you continue, why? Because you are now eating of the tree of life. You will overpower the prince of power of air, which promotes death. So that within you, so what you're speaking, you're eating. What you're speaking, you're eating. So you are now breathing. That's why in his presence, doesn't healing come in his presence? Doesn't refreshing come in his presence? Why? Because you are now intaking eternal life, breath. So this eternal life and this eternal breath of God brings healing in a temporary realm. So it allows me and you, so what it does is it strengthens your spirit, it renews your soul so that you can overcome the power of error that tries to promote the lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, and pride of life. That's why the devil, first of all, doesn't want someone to worship, does he? Why? Because what happens? You are intaking the breath of God so you can overpower the breath of death. When you speak the word of God, you are intaking the breath of God. You're actually eating of the tree of life. Because everything is under the prince of power of air. See, you can't help but take it, because once you stop breathing, you're out of here. And you're going home. So if you've never breathed in the breath of life, you go to hell. So that's an area where you and I must maintain the breath of God. Because it is a life, and to maintain eternal life. That's why people get goofy, because they're not getting in God's presence. They're not worshiping anymore. They're not speaking his word anymore. The devil's now got them deceived and concerned with the way of life of this life instead of eternal life. And now the prince of power of air is overtaking them, and they're actually decaying more and more and more and faster. Now look at verse 12. Who can understand his ears? In other words, who is able to see? Who's able to see some of these things? He says, cleanse me from secret faults. Who is able to understand his ear? Who is able to see the labels that are placed on them? Cleanse me from secret faults. Keep back your servant also from what? Presumptuous sin or association with the presence of evil. Let them not have what? Dominion over me. Now, I want you to look at the psalm and what we've just been speaking, because everything he spoke about was speaking the word of God. He's saying this way you're getting the breath of life so you can overcome the breath of death. Who can understand my ears? Lord, show these secret things to me. Keep back your servant presumptuous sins. Don't let him have dominion over me. Presumptuous sins is the presence of evil. Then I shall be what? Blameless, and shall be innocent of great transgression. Let the what? Words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. The power of his word is the power of life. It is the breath of life. Amen? Because what you sow is what you eat. You overcome the works of the flesh by taking in more eternal air or breath. Overpowers the power of death, which is the prince of power of air. Go to Ezekiel 3. So what does the devil like to do? He likes to place labels on us. He likes to place labels on. How many of y'all know you can do a self-imposed label by what you speak? Boy, we do that every day, don't we? Ezekiel chapter 3, the power of air, which is associated with the power of breath. So when you see people smoking, it's like, man, aren't you crazy? You're just promoting death. Think about that. That's why the word tells us that the Lord will give you songs of deliverance. Why? Because as you start praising God, what are you doing? Well, what's attached to you then? All of the stuff is attached to you. That's why as you praise God, you begin to breathe in the breath of life to overcome the breath of death. Ezekiel, is everybody there? Ezekiel 3, verse 1. Moreover, the Lord said to me, Son of man, eat what you find. Eat this what? Scroll. Was a scroll the things that were written of God? And go and do what? Speak to the house of Israel. So was he going to go speak life? Yes. So I opened my mouth and he caused me to eat the scroll. And he said to me, Son of man, feed your belly and fill your stomach with the scroll that I give you. So I ate, and it was in my mouth like honey in sweetness. Then he said to me, Son of man, go to the house of Israel and speak with my words to them. For you are not sent to a people unfamiliar speech and hard of language, but to the house of Israel, not to many people of unfamiliar speech and hard language, whose words you cannot understand. Surely I had sent you to them, they shall would have listened to you. But the house of Israel will not listen to you because they would not listen to me. For all the house of Israel are impudent and hard-hearted. Behold, I have made your face strong against their faces and your forehead strong against their foreheads. Like an eminent stone, harder than flint, I have made your forehead. Do not be afraid of them, nor be dismayed at their looks, though they are a rebellious heart or house. Moreover, he said to me, Son of man, receive into your heart all my words that I speak to you, and hear with your ears. And go, get to the what? Captives, to the children of your people, and speak to them and tell them, thus says the Lord God, whether they hear or whether they refuse. Then the what? Spirit lifted me up, and I heard behind me a great thunderous voice. Blessed is the glory of the Lord from his place. In other words, the word was backed by the anointing. I also heard the noise of the wings of the living creatures that touched one another, and the noise of the wheels beside them, and a great thunderous noise. So the Spirit lifted me up and took me away, and I went in bitterness in the heat of my spirit, but the hand of the Lord was strong on me. Then I came to the captives at the Tel Aviv, who dwelt by the river Shebar, and I sat where they sat and remained there astonished among them 7 days. Again, the word was back by an anointing, the power of his air, the eternal presence, power, and truth. So the Lord had him eat and intake the word of life and then go where they were taken captive. Does everybody understand that? So that the breath of life could free them from captivity if they chose to accept it and eat of it. Amen? Go to Ephesians 6, verse 10. What does he say? Finally, my brethren, be what? Strong in the Lord and the power of what? His might. How are you going to be in the power of his might? You must have the power of his breath. He said, do this. Put on the what? Whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. In other words, when you put on the whole armor of God, you speak it. So that you may eat of the breath of God, the tree of the eternal life, so that you may overpower the prince of power of air that's working against you. that the breath of God in you, the power of his might, will overpower the prince of power of air that's promoting death and sin. Has everybody got this? So in this, we see that we speak it, and he talks about all the full armor of God. Amen. He talks about taking the truth and the righteousness and the gospel and the shield of faith and the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, and praying in the Spirit. All of these things are associated with speaking. Everything's associated with what? Speaking. So that's why the devil loves to shut people up of the things of God. He likes to get them bound in the area so that they don't speak, they don't read and speak the word of God, they don't pray. See, the first thing that the enemy loves to do is prevent you from praying, because the Lord knows that if you're not going to pray, you won't receive the power. Has everybody got this? You won't receive the power to overcome the power of air, prince of power of air, the power of darkness. In Hebrews chapter 4, the power of air, or the, what we call the power of breath, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 11. So would the prince of power of air promote disobedience? Yes. What about the eternal breath of God? No. It promotes what? Obedience. In verse 11 it says, let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest, lest anyone fall according to the same example of disobedience. For the word of God is what? It's living. It's what? Living. And what? Powerful. And sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the vision of soul and spirit and joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. So the word of God is living and powerful. His breath is his word. His power overpowers the prince of power of air. In John chapter 12. So the enemy does not want you to speak. He doesn't want you to worship. Doesn't want you to get filled. Wants to keep you in bondage. John chapter 12 and verse 28. Jesus said, Father, glorify your name. And a voice came from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. Now you got to understand something. Who is he speaking about? Jesus. He said, Father, glorify your name. But his name had become manifest in the natural realm. Because the name is a word, isn't it? Therefore, the people who stood by and heard it said that it had thundered. Others said an angel had spoken to him. And Jesus said, this voice did not come because of me, but for your sake. Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be what? Cast out. And if I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all peoples to myself. So he was talking about Satan being removed from the authority over those under his words or his labels, what we call the prince of power of air. So those who are going to be removed from the authorities would be those who are under Christ, believing in his name, and his spirit, of course, which speaks, which is the breath of the eternal air, to their spirit. So the more that you speak the word of God, because now the Lord has dethroned Satan to no longer overpower you. Now Christ has given you the power through his breath that you can overpower the power of air that's on this earth. Does everybody got it? But you must continue to intake it to have dominion over it. Amen? So Satan was removed from the authority over those things that he has spoken over us through words and labels. And so that you and I now have the are under the power of Christ Jesus with the eternal Spirit as we speak things, and we live forever in a place that is waiting for us, even though our eternal life has started right now, but we have dominion over the power of air now. As long as, you know, there is a balance, right? So if you're balanced more in the presence of God and in his breath, are you going to be able to overpower? Yes, but the enemy is always trying to counteract. And he counteracts in areas of labeling us, attaching things to us, trying to discourage us. In 1 John chapter 3, and verse 7. Little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous. And he who sins is of the what? The devil. In other words, he who associates with the presence of evil. So that means that the old man, which lives and breathes of this realm, is overpowering the new child, the one that breathes and lives from the other realm. For he who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was what? Manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he has been born of God. In other words, he does not allow the presence of evil to overpower him so that we break covenant with God. So Jesus, the resurrection power of Christ Almighty, was manifested in this realm. The breath of God came into this realm to destroy the prince of power of air. And those who are under Christ now have dominion over it if they cooperate. I said, if you cooperate. If you don't cooperate, you will not have dominion over it. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, in verse 1. Therefore, since we have this ministry as we have received mercy, we do not lose heart. But we have what? Renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by the manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are what? Perishing. The gospel, in other words, the words. So people are perishing because they're not speaking to receive the breath of life. Whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel, the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. For we did not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your bondservants for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not despaired. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down but not destroyed, always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So then death is working in us, but life in you. And since we have the same spirit of faith according to what was written, I believed and therefore I what? I spoke. We also believe and therefore speak. Why? Because as we speak the words of God, it produces the breath of life. Knowing that he who raised up the Lord Jesus will also raise us up with Jesus and will present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that grace having spread through the many may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. Therefore we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing. Well, it has to. Amen? Yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. because his mercies are new every morning, and you are speaking the words of life so that you are receiving the breath of life and overpowering the breath of darkness. Verse 17, for our light affliction, which is but for a what? Moment. Sometimes it doesn't feel like a moment. Compared to eternity, it's a moment. Is working for us. Everyone say, working for me. A far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are what? Seen, but at the things that are what? Not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Wow. Ephesians 4. Praise God. In verse 11. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 11. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 11. Is everybody there? Ephesians 4 and verse 11. Let's read this together. And he himself gave some to be apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. For what? For the equipping of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ or the anointing. That we should no longer what? Be children tossed to and fro and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. But what? Speaking the truth in love may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ. So God is placed in the body of Christ to train us up to do what? Speak it. Speak life. So that you can receive the breath of life and overpower the breath of darkness. It's amazing to me that there are fellowships that people don't even bring their Bible. How are they going to have life? They stay religious. And that promotes death. Oh, I love the Lord. I didn't speak his word. People are dying left and right, bound by labels and so forth. Not overpowering, because the life of God Almighty overpowers sickness. The life of God Almighty, his breath overpowers everything. Everything. There is nothing that cannot be broke from our life. Nothing. If we maintain. But speaking the truth in love may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body joined and knit together by what every joint supplies according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for edifying of itself in love. You know, one of the things the devil wants to do is breach the love of God. And he does that by placing labels. So the devil's got some people convinced that God doesn't love them anymore because they've committed sin or done something. And what it does is keep the person away from quoting scripture, from praising and worshiping, so that they don't get empowered. See, the anointing of God is the breath of God. It's the breath of God. He is the breath of God. The anointing is the breath of God. The breath of God came in the natural realm and spoke his breath, carried his word with it. See, words were established to deliver breath. I'm not going to go there. Proverbs 18:21. And we'll close here and declare our label-breaking prayer. Now, this is something that you're going to have to continue to do. Why? Because the enemy brings labels on you, and you speak your own self-imposed labels. We all do. How many times did you say you're an idiot? Oh, man, what an idiot I am. What a fool I was. How stupid can I be? I really stunk at this. You know, we got to break that stuff off then. Doesn't mean you won't get frustrated. Frustrated. You're going to get frustrated sometimes. Amen? But you got to unzip it and leave it because it's been contaminated. You know? Proverbs 18:21. Let's read it. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And those who love it will what? Eat its fruit. Wow. So what you speak is what you eat. The power of air. The power of air. Grab your prayer. Label breaking. Let's read it. Let's speak this together. My Lord God Almighty, I truly take your word as the source, protector, and provider of all life. As a covenant child and offspring of Christ Jesus, I accept, believe, and appropriate your promises into my life by my words, conduct, and worship. I stand before you this day and expose the hidden things in my life that have caused me to commit transgressions, iniquities, disobedience, rebellion, and evil fellowship through labels placed upon my life by inheritance, my words, thoughts of agreements, or words from other people. These labels have promoted deception, pride, fear, sickness, addictions, perverseness, bondage, and limitations on my life that have put parts of my soul in captivity. I understand the power of words that are spoken, sung, read, or thought, because death and life is in the power of the tongue. Every word has a label, every label has an attachment, and every attachment has an open door to good or evil. I refuse to accept these labels that have been placed upon my life that promote open doors to bondage, and repent for allowing any association, cooperation, or expression of their presence and attachment to me in Jesus' name. I forgive all people that have applied these harmful labels to me from Adam's fall to myself, and plead the blood of Christ in all these places in Jesus' name. I lift this list of written labels and any other label not mentioned that has been attached to my name and life through my words and or others, and break their power of agreement and disconnect all attachments to them, casting them out to the pit in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I call forth the resurrection power of Jesus Christ to manifest and destroy Satan's power of captivity in all places my soul has been captured, and call forth light into these dark places, proclaiming healing, freedom, and new life in Jesus' name. I decree that my soul is renewed in Christ, and my body is healed as the temple of God, and I am a new creation in Christ Jesus, and old bondages have now passed away, and everything is made new through the anointing of Christ and his words in me, in Jesus' name. I command all breaches of God's love to be reconnected in all areas of my life with restoration and vindication starting right now in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen, hallelujah, give him glory. Now make sure that you speak this. And you speak this as many times as you need to. I would encourage you 7 times a day for 7 days. 7 meaning complete. And get rid of these goofy labels that are associated with attachments and open doors. Anything that may harm you. Amen? Whatever it may be. Why? Because if you're speaking, you're breathing. If you're what? If you're what? Speaking, you're what? Breathing. If you're what? Speaking the word, you're breathing. So whatever you speak, you breathe, right? So if you speak truth, what do you receive? Truth, which brings light and life. Amen. Every one of us has fallen into the trap one way or another. But I'm telling you, God always makes a way of escape. regardless of how far and how deep we've been trapped. He always stretches out his hand. He always sends a rescue, no matter what, because he loves us unconditionally. But again, the enemy always wants to breach the love of God between you and him. His love for me and you is not stopped. It's whether we receive it or not. Amen? And the reason why we have a hard time receiving is because labels that have been placed upon us. So once those labels are removed, they're almost like roadblocks. Like dams that doesn't allow the water to flow. And as you begin to speak these things, these roadblocks and dams begin to bust. And his love begins to flow. And you begin more and more, you get more and more hungry for his presence and because you want his love. And it's not that you fear him because of who he is. You reverence him because of who he is. Because you love him because he first loved you. This is how healing comes. It's how deliverance comes. And this is how freedom comes. But it takes something. A desire to want to be free. And cooperation. And maintaining. So that you can stay free. Amen. Lord, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. We see the word breath in a different arena tonight. Thank you. Thank you for the dominion. Thank you for the power. And thank you for your love that you've given us words to overcome through the sword of the Spirit. We promise to give you all the glory and honor and praise. And we thank you for this prayer that we can speak forth and sever these labels in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Hallelujah.